By some recent calculations, over my 40 years in the pastoral ministry, I have performed about 227 exorcisms, or more, up to 346 perhaps. And I'm not telling you this that in a way to boast about myself, but to tie this text before us today, which was assigned to me weeks ago when the campus was closed on account of snow, to tie it with this week's theme of Christ's power over Satan's kingdom. In Luther's rite of holy baptism for infants and children, the unclean spirit was driven out of the child before the act of baptism was performed. A vestige of that act is when the pastor makes the sign of the cross today on the forehead and on the breast. And so let us consider this power in holy baptism based on our text today. From Matthew 3. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Lord Jesus Christ, who did humble yourself to take the baptism of sinful mankind and was declared to be the holy, beloved Son of God, grant that we who have been baptized into you, our brother, may rejoice to be the holy children of God for your name's sake alone. Amen. In Christ Jesus, by whose power at work through his word, you are now a new creation, born again in him. Dear fellow redeemed, and formerly once demon possessed. If baptism is for the forgiveness of sins, why was sinless Jesus baptized? If Jesus was born, or I should say not born, as a child of Satan's kingdom, like you and me, in need of being born again, why was he baptized? John the Baptizer was wondering the same thing by pointing out his own need as a sinner to be baptized by Jesus. And Jesus insisted, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Sinless Jesus insisted, not because he was unrighteous, but just the opposite. He is the righteous one, sent by the Father, came to fulfill all righteous demands in your place. Your righteous substitute needed to be baptized, just like you need to be baptized, my fellow sinners. Are you still in need of baptism? If you desire to stand righteous before the Holy Father in heaven, you should be baptized as Jesus invites you to be. Ask Chaplain Molstead how this can happen for you. Are you baptized, but think very little of it. Thinking it is just a past event, perhaps really a mindless ritual of the church, which brings little benefit to you today. Well, Satan would love it if that is what has happened to you, my fellow baptized one. Satan will observe that your house has been swept clean. He has been driven out, but now unattended. He will come back with a vengeance. At Jesus' baptism, the Father spoke. First, he declared Jesus to be his eternal Son. Secondly, he declared Jesus to be well-pleasing to him. So, God sent his Son, whom he loved, and he came into our world in a body like yours. He ate as you eat. He slept as you sleep. He wept as you weep. He was baptized as you are to be baptized. He died like you will die. But he did not sin, and thus he was well pleasing to the Father. Unlike you, except the Father is pleased with you, since he is pleased with your holy substitute, Christ Jesus. He accepted Jesus' perfect life and innocent death as the atoning sacrifice for all of your sins. He who believes in the beloved Son, who pleases the Father everlastingly as his holy substitute, and then is baptized in his name, shall be saved. So what about you, who have thought very little about your baptism, disregarding it as nothing, and still you are sinners? The Spirit descended upon your holy substitute, and so too has the Spirit descended upon you in your baptisms, cleansing you from all your guilt and shame. And like the Father declared his eternal acceptance of his only begotten Son, your substitute, so he declares the same of you. He looks upon you through his Son and says to you, I am well pleased with you today. You are my holy child, despite your ongoing struggle with sin. Jesus truly fulfilled all righteousness for you, my fellow baptized saints in Christ. Satan and his kingdom have been driven from you. You are no longer his child nor his subject. You are God's own child. Gladly say it, because the Father has spoken, and it is so. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you manifested yourself with the Holy Spirit and the fullness of grace at the baptism of your dear Son, and with your voice directed us to him who has borne our sins, that we might receive grace and the remission of sins. Keep us, we beseech you, in the true faith. Inasmuch as we have been baptized in accordance with your command and the example of your dear Son, we pray you to strengthen our faith by your Holy Spirit and lead us to everlasting life and salvation through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins. May he strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth, and even forevermore. Amen.